Final segment of the week for me and Bitch here before we go out to Manhattan High for tonight's Hoops Action Emporia. Coming in to face MHS. We'll have pregame starting at around 6 o'clock. As soon as you guys are done in hour two, you're going to hear from Kamau Stokes, who met with the media earlier this week. Some back and forth with him about playing point guard and handling West Virginia's press. You can't be serious as well. You brought to my attention, speaking of the Mountaineers, some Twitter feuding going on between former Mountaineer football players.
Mm-hmm. Skylar Howard, which a lot of K-State fans I'm sure remember, but maybe not as well. Bruce Irvin, who is now an NFL linebacker. He was excellent for West Virginia, but it was back in their Big East days. They are not getting along, and it started with a tweet from Bruce Irvin during their bowl game when Miami beat West Virginia 31-14. Bruce Irvin said, "Glad I got to play with some dogs at WVU. We were just built different, knew what it meant to wear that flying WV on our helmet." And Skylar Howard replied by just a screenshot of the Big East logo and the Big 12 logo.
I'm glad. I was just looking up the years that Bruce Irvin played to be like, dude, come on, man. You were playing against the Big East.
So Bruce Irvin says, LOL, what's your point? Skylar Howard, we both know what I'm getting at. Bruce Irvin, don't bite off more than you can chew, little guy. Bro,
little guy.
Bro, for real, stay in your place. I'm a legend in that state. You will be forgotten when your pro day is over.
Oh, boy.
And just escalates from there, but there's some swearing involved later on in this. I really don't know. Like, I'm not saying that Skylar Howard is wrong in his argument, but I don't know why you had to go start that by just like, well, you played in the Big East. I know who I'm picking in a fight between Bruce Irvin and Skylar Howard, and it's not the guy that played in the Big 12.
Bruce Irvin did not play in the Big 12 at all, by the way, because his NFL career started in 2012.
Yeah.
So Skylar Howard definitely has a very solid argument there, but you got to try and resist the urge on Twitter, because that's got to be heartbreaking to some fans. I would hate to see former K-State football players going at it, and you wanted me to pick out who would break my heart the most feuding?
Public
spat?
Yeah. I've got mine.
Well, go ahead, because I have a couple answers floating around in my head, but I'm curious to see where you go with this.
My runner-up is Darren Sproles and Elle Roberson, but hate to see those two guys not getting along, because they're, you know, for you, the 98 team was kind of your absolutely selling your soul for K-State sports season. For me, it was more 2003 when they won the Big 12 championship. I'd hate to see that, but my number one, definitely, if Jacob Polen and Denny Clemente started fighting on Twitter, I'd be pretty heartbroken, just because you see all those pictures of them having so much fun on the court after the 2-0 victory over Xavier, them hugging each other. That wouldn't be fun as a K-State fan.
That's a good one. It's a good one. The first football thing I thought of, I was trying to think back to, you know, it'd have to be something involving Bishop, I would think, if you're going for the ultimate heartbreak. You know, the other guy that I always promote, and I'm sure that I love and loved more than most, is Frank Murphy. Because Frank Murphy's like my type of dude, like all about flash, real fast, real talented. Wasn't always big on, like, you know, minding his P's and Q's and I guess work ethic. I'd have to go back and really research some of that stuff from back then. That was always my perception, and obviously they got in some trouble with the BMW that he was driving around too. So, and for the most part, he disappointed. But I always liked him. He was fun. He had some fumble issues too. But I think that, you know, if it's by, like, Michael Bishop, like, hey man, I know I had my fumble, but you were the one coughing it up more than me, you know, something like that. Yeah, that would suck. I would not want to read that.
This one is totally unrealistic, but it did pop into my mind as well. Colin Klein and Travis Tannehill. Those two guys at it on the internet.
Man, if Tannehill started fighting with somebody on Twitter, like a former player, like, I would just step in and just be like, man, what are you doing here? I feel like I know Tannehill well enough to get that situation diffused, but it wouldn't get there. Tannehill would not.
Did you know that Tannehill kind of had it's not even fair to call it a spat, but just a little bit of a situation with Dante Barnett after the season this year? Because Barnett,
it's probably because Tannehill picked a team to win two games.
Dante Barnett found that tweet of his that predicted K-State to go 5-7, and then just like retweeted it with the like thinking deep in thought emoji.
Oh yeah, uh huh.
That was kind of funny.
Hand on the chin emoji.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You know what? Tannehill deserves to be called out for that. That's good stuff. That's good stuff right there. Yeah, basketball-wise, I mean, to me, Jake and Kurt, like that.
Really?
That's probably my number one answer there because another – I don't know if this would be as unpopular of an opinion as me loving Frank Murphy, but Curtis Kelly is one of my all-time favorite K-State basketball players because, like, one, I just loved his – just how talented the dude was. Just a crazy talented guy. And then I just liked how, like, emotional he was. Like, all out on the sleeve. He really wore it all out there on his sleeve. And I was like, man, I just – it captured me. I loved the emotion that you saw from Curtis Kelly. And so then Jake, for obvious reasons, you know, being a – I came into K-State the same year Jacob Pullen did. Like, we were on the same track going through school. I had classes with him early on. I watched the whole Genesis. Like, those two guys fighting would kill me.
I can't picture Curtis Kelly without – seeing him like about to cry after every time he didn't get a foul call. That guy complained a lot.
He was an actor.
My favorite thing he ever did was when they were in a 2-point game with like a minute left at Nebraska and someone had pulled off the sit down so they all yell sit down during the middle of a free throw and he was cracking up on the bench in a 2-point game with like a minute left in a Big 12 road game. Just awesome. All right. Mitch and I are out. Tyler's got you for hour two. You're listening to The Game.
Shop local from flooring to inspiration.